the meditation on Chenrezig, so you're the compassionate bodhisattva. Having prepared properly for the meditation. What does that mean?
Come here to be in the present moment.
One of the ways it's traditionally done is by the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. But I think the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, it took me a long time to realize that awareness of body didn't mean where I felt, awareness of where I felt cold or warm. Or but awareness of the whole feeling of the body sitting. Because generally we have a full feeling of the mind's view of the body sitting. I am. But rather than just awareness of the body sitting in gravity, just like a whole picture. Or feeling the body like a drop of water sitting in space or something. Make sense? Because that's the first foundation, the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, or the four. First of the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, awareness of body. Just aware of body as body, not as self. Or as body. So it means you don't have to particularly change your posture, because that doesn't help you be aware of body. Because then there's still an eye getting it ready. Does that make sense? Just aware of body, sitting, legs, bum, body sitting in space. And then the second of the Four Foundations is awareness of feeling. And there's physical feeling. And mental feeling. Awareness of mind states is the third one. So I have the general sense of the quality of the mind. Is it fairly bright? Is it kind of dull? Sort of jumpy? Is it relaxed? Awareness of mental objects, and it's the very last one. It's nice to just review those four. Every time one sits, just to sort of, oh, what is body feeling? What is the feeling of body in space? More like that.
There's body, there's feeling.
Awareness of feeling, awareness of mental states.
Mental states, mental objects.
And then finally mind objects.
Mind objects would be thoughts that come up.
Could be, couldn't it? So habitual ways of thinking about what one should do or shouldn't have done or did better than anybody else or didn't do as well as everybody else. Or you know, the kind of just wear them as thoughts. Just to wear them as thoughts. So by the time you've done that, you've reduced awareness from being tied to mind and body to being just a bare focus. That make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Then come the next four, which we've talked about many times, so I'm sure you know them. The first one is when there's a negative thought, kind of know. When you see the possibility of a negative thought, don't go there.
Avert your eyes.
And there's a positive thought. Explore it. Enjoy it. Name it. Recognize it. When you see the possibility of a positive thought, go there. Why? Why is that? The next one's. Once you establish the body as the body, then you, when is it easier to see something new, when you're open or when you're closed?
When you're open.
So if you're being caught in negative thoughts, you're not going to see the subtleties of the practice, are you?
Mm.
Are you?
Mm.
No way. And it's the subtle things that make it interesting, isn't it? For me it is, anyway. They build into the big ones. But usually if you just do the first four, we're having prepared properly for meditation. Basically it's the same, there are the 37 requisites for enlightenment. They're considered to be proper preparation. And they are also the design of the stupa. And the four sides, four foundations of mindfulness, the four efforts, and so forth. And you are the stupa that encloses the remains that have given birth to the enlightened being when you perform those 37 steps. So you already are awakened. It's just a matter of recognizing and fulfilling the steps that you already know you are from that point of view. Anyway, that's enough, eh?
Mm.
Having prepared properly for meditation, first one should take refuge with faith in the teacher and those who have gone before, and a great yearning for shelter in the midst of samsara. One should believe that this refuge can be obtained. In the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Excellent Assembly, refuge till enlightenment is reached. By the merit of generosity and other good deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. In the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Excellent Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. By the merit of generosity and other good deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. In the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Excellent Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. By the merit of generosity and other good deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. That is. And one should think as follows. All beings are my mothers, whose innumerable acts of kindness have nurtured me to now from beginning this time. It's sorrowful to know that so many beings are caught in the blindness of suffering. Through the powerful, wholesome annual action of practicing this meditation, may all be freed from suffering. For the benefit of all sentient beings, may I realize that great compassion which is inseparable from the activity that stirs the pit of samsara. It is for this purpose that I am doing this meditation. Turning awareness within, contemplate the essential emptiness of one's being. Seeing the space rather than the object of form, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Our feelings, sounds, thoughts are like the wind blowing in space. Emptiness moving on emptiness. Om Subhava Shiva Sarada Subhava Shiva. Om Subhava Shiva Sarada Subhava Shiva. Om Subhava Shiva Sarada Subhava Shiva. From the emptiness, a glimmer of energy above one's head forms into a lotus of full bloom, radiant and beautiful. In the center of this lotus, a moon disc appears, lying flat in radiant moon-colored light. The light swirls above the moon disc and then forms into the Tibetan letter Re. It is said that Chenrezig, the compassionate bodhisattva, appeared from the white forest field of a Re sound when the Buddhas of all times called on him to help sentient beings. The Hri can be visualized as shining white light which emanates rainbow light. Rainbow light is of five colors, white, red, yellow, green, and blue, and appears as white. Rainbow light appearing white radiates from the Hri in all directions to make offerings to the Buddhas of the three times in the 10 directions. This light returns, carrying the blessings of all the Buddhas. Again, there is a pulsation of light which moves out to the entire universe, bathing all manifestation. When this light returns, all the seeds of karma, the desires for actions, are purified. All of disease, unwholesomeness, pain, and obscuration are emptied, void of meaning. And oneself and all others are freed from suffering and established in happiness. Then the Hri dissolves into light. This light coalesces into the form of the four-armed Chenrezig, who is the essence of all refuge. He sits in the cross-legged or Vajra position upon the white moon disc in the lotus. His body is radiant, the color of newly fallen snow in bright sunlight. And rainbow light shines from him. He's holding a jewel between two of his forearms, positioned at his heart center in an attitude of prayer. The second right hand is holding a crystal rosary,
and the second left hand is holding the stem of a white lotus,
the blossom of which is near his left ear. He is clothed in the finest of silk garments, embroidered in gold. His body is adorned with a superbly jeweled crown, beautiful earrings, necklaces, bracelets, anklets, and a belt with small tinkling bells hanging from it. The golden brown skin of a now extinct antelope called Trinesera drapes his left shoulder, and part of his hair is bound into a topknot on his head, while the rest falls freely over his shoulders. Above the crown on his head sits a small figure of the Buddha Amitabha, the red-colored Buddha of boundless light in Nirmanakaya form. Chenrezig's back is supported by a full moon that outstains. The three jewels, Om, Aum, Hum, reside in Chenrezig, and he emerges as the complete fusion of these three, plus all forms of refuge that might exist throughout the beginning of samsara. He's looking with greatly compassionate eyes, smiling lovingly at you and all beings. He is always watching over each and every sentient being with a heart filled with loving kindness, immutable in his care. Now, with great sincerity and personal integrity, while concentrating on Chinmayee, will praise to him. As you are praying, so too are all sentient beings. All manifestations united together in prayer to Chinmayee. Pray until you feel moved in your own stream of being, keeping a sense of the presence of Chinmayee. And if you wish to do a formal prayer, you can say, we pray that you will liberate us, the six classes of beings, who now completely rely on your compassion. Liberate us from the endless wandering of samsara. Guide us to stainless wisdom and compassion. Having prayed from the sacred body, the most compassionate one, white rainbow light begins to emanate. This light comes from the whole body of Chinmayee and from the figure of Amitabha Buddha on his head, but it is especially strong from the heart of Chinmayee. Immeasurable and inconceivable white light pours from Chinmayee, pervading the entire universe, inner and outer. This light bathes and purifies all creatures in creation. The outer realms are made accessible from Devachan, the pure land paradise of the Buddha Amitabha. All that is beautiful to the senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and mind is here. Joyousness of nature fills all cities. One now begins to say the six-syllable mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, along with all sentient beings, and from the multitude of throats comes a sound like the droning of thousands of bees. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. White rainbow light continues to pour from the Chinmayee figure. Om Mani Padme Hum. Enters the crown of your head. Om Mani Padme Hum. Also imagine it entering the crowns of the heads of anyone you wish to pray for. And every sentient being. Washes through the body. It permeates your entire being, also in whoever you want to pray for. As the light fills your body, all unwholesomeness resulting from body, speech, and mind activity motivated by ignorance is made whole. Om Mani Padme Hum. This includes the five inexpiable actions. All failure to uphold the 10 marks of Sila are purified. Om Mani Padme Hum. When the light thoroughly cleanses one's being, there will be no cause for future rebirth in unhappy states. When the light has completely filled yourself and all sentient beings, you and all manifestation become inseparable. And the body, speech, and mind are the greatly compassionate Chenrezig. The form of the Chenrezig becomes even more clear and bright, shining, yet empty like a rainbow. All manifestation is also rainbow light. From the smallest particle to the vastness of heavens. Here there is no differentiation, no naming. All is jeweled luminosity. So that outer, inner, and Chenrezig become one. With the removal of obscuration, there remains only rainbow clarity without contrivance. Form, sound, awareness are inseparable from emptiness. Sounds are the buzzing of thousands of bees, of the mantra of Chenrezig. Sorry. Now a six-petal lotus lying flat forms in your heart center. In its center, a beautiful white Kri syllable shines like a flame. On each of the petals stands one syllable of the mantra. Om Ma Ni Pa Ma Om. Om Ma Ni Pa Ma Om. Om Ma Ni Pa Ma Om. From the Om's emanate innumerable Om syllables, which as white light shines from the heart, spreading in all directions, to purify and fill all manifestation with the white light of the perfection of mental stability. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of pride, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of equality, the realm of the gods. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the Om sound and visualizing the white light moving from your heart. Om. Om. From the maw emanate innumerable maw syllables, which is green light, shines from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the green light of the perfection of patience. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of jealousy, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of activity, volition, the Rama Vishayas. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the maw sound. And visualize the green light moving along. Which is yellow light shines from the heart, spreading in all directions, to purify and fill all manifestation with the yellow light of perfection and morality, uniting body, speech, mind, merit, and performance. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of ignorance causing doubt and desire, transforming samsara into the sphere of nirvana, through spontaneous, mind-blowing awareness. The realm of humans. Repeat one mantra, rosary of the mantra, stressing the knee sound, and visualize the yellow light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme Hum. Thank you. Syllables with a sky blue light shining through the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with a sky blue light to the perfection of intelligence. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of dumbness and stupidity, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of Dharma, the realm of animals. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the face out. And visualize the sky blue light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme purifies all karmic propensities of tamha, thirst, grasping, and clinging, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of discrimination, the realm of the hungry gross of sacredness. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the name sound, and visualize the red light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme. Amen. From the home emanate innumerable home syllables, as this blue-black light shines from the heart, spreading in all directions, purify and fill all manifestation with the blue-black light.
It's all completely purifies
all karmic propensities of anger that grasps the duality, thus establishing the mirror-like wisdom of the Buddhas, the various hell realms. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the home sound, and visualize the blue-black light moving from your heart. O Mana Bhana, my home. Now visualize the sixth kind of light returning to the three that shines with a diamond white light in the center of the lotus in your heart. As the light returns, it is absorbed into the three and is purified. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, visualize the six colors of light returning to the three syllable, and then sit in silence. Om Mani Padme Hum. Now the Om, mostly the white light Om. Green light on, and on, on, on. Six lights. Om Mani Padme. Six petal daughters, O Manabha. O Manabha,
O Manabha, O Manabha, O Manabha,
O Manabha, O Manabha, O
Manabha, O Manabha, O Manabha, O Manabha,
where the focus comes onto your heart. Six syllables there. When you finish the rosary, just sit in silence. Just being aware of your heart. And just imagine, like as if you were dying or going to sleep, all the outer realms just start sort of sink into your brain, and you're just not aware of the outer anymore. All the purified outer realms now dissolve into light, which is absorbed into the the rainbow body of Genrezi above your head. The figure of Genrezi is absorbed into light through the crown of your head. It's a little opening up there. Merging with every cell of your body. Especially your heart. And the sense of your outer limbs now starts dissolving. Not sure of your arms or legs. It's just quite all right. Your whole body just slowly dissolves, becoming light. Consciousness just becomes this kind of little center in the heart. All the light is absorbed into the heart. Six petals in the mantras absorbed into the free of diamond white clarity. It's like a flame. The free begins to dissolve and shrink simultaneously. Only a dot is left. Which disappears. After having rested in the essential, natural emptiness for some time, united with the mind of the Supreme One, the form of Genrezi reappears in a flash. Whatever reappears is the form of Genrezi. All manifestation is the body of Genrezi. All sound is the sound of the six-syllable mantra. All activity of mind with the essential emptiness of Dharmakaya. Carry this thought with you throughout your daily life. Then, considering the lack of clarity and the confusion that might still remain, consciously state the sharing of the most wholesome Buddhist practice with all sentient beings. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by this practice, we share it with all beings so there is less suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by this practice, we share it with all beings so there is less suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by this practice, we share it with all beings so there is less suffering. Make the vow to continue to strive for purity of knowledge and compassion for the benefit of all beings. I vow to continue to strive for purity of knowledge and compassion, not only for myself, but for the benefit of all beings. With this aim, pray to the greatly compassionate one to continue to look upon you and all others with loving care. Greatly compassionate Genrezi, I pray that you continue to look upon myself and all others with loving care. Conclude the meditation by doing a brief review. Clearly remembering the practice without doubt or skepticism. I like that practice.
So beautiful.
There's always some part in it. Oh, how many years have I been doing that one? Mm-hmm. It's one of the first, ones I ever got from the Tibetan tradition from Namgyal Rinpoche. Every time I do it, there's something that I've never seen before.
Awesome.
I had that today too. The petals had colors.
Wow.
You know, like, so well, I just did the colors, but today it was really clear. I started to laugh in the middle of
it. You know. It's so, like, oh, there they are.
Hi.
Awesome.
How are you doing there, Kathy?
Okay.
So nice to sit with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's really a pleasure.
I find my mind not really digressing, but kind of putting connections together that I'm not thinking of it, but, you know.
Yeah, they just sort of fall.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, I'm out of the way. I get out of the way, and then the mind starts saying, oh, by the way, these look good together.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that before. When I'm there, I'm keeping it all right.
Putting a little check mark.
Yeah. Oh, that one right, yeah. That dot should be right above the eye.
Yeah. Perfect.
I was really enjoying the colors today, like, especially the red, because I looked up and saw that red light on the on the microphone.
Oh, yes.
And I'm looking and I'm saying, okay, what's the initial response to that? And then I started, you know, having this remembering all the red lights and traffic and stuff. Mm. And how it sharpens your perception, red. And that's the color it's for, perception. The black is like everything is muted all around, so all you see is yourself. Mm. Mirror-like wisdom. Every one of them was doing that for me today. It was like, oh yeah, green. Oh, for goodness sake.
Isn't that funny? And I looked out and saw yellow was like the yellow light on the tree.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, there's yellow light.
Yeah, and then watching what effect it has emotionally, like whether the mind goes in or out more, or I don't know what directionally, or I don't know what the right word is. But red light actually does stop you, does slow you down, doesn't it? Mm. When you see a red-winged blackbird, you always like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Or
little red tuft on that.
A red light on the highway, or
great.
Stops you just from stuffing everything in your mouth. You actually stop to perceive what you're stuffing. I found that really quite fascinating today. It was going a little deeper than it often does. It's kind of fun. White light. The God realm. Isn't that the God realm, the first one?
Mm-hmm.
White light?
Realm, yep.
Yeah. We have everything. We shall. Green light. Like a forest. Like a... I thought of the Amazon. I always had the feeling like in the Amazon. The jungle.
I'm wondering if different cultures put different emphasis on different colors. Like we think of red as being a color to let us know that something.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Something's going to happen. But maybe somewhere else it would be a blue one or a green one.
Mm.
Is it linked in with the way we respond to the colors of the?
In China, red is good luck, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that could be, you know, when you're paying attention, you have better luck.
Yeah.
For us, it's gold. Mm. It's probably because we're in the winter, so we like the sunlight.
I put tapes on my kids' violin so they know where to put their fingers. And experimented with all different colors, and I've noticed they long for silver and gold. They always choose those ones, but I don't use them anymore, or blue, because they totally ignore them. The ones that they notice that we can actually put their fingers on are white, yellow, and red. That's it. Everything else, they very easily can just,
for goodness sake,
totally overwrite it. You'd think gold would be very noticeable against the black fingerboard, but they can easily just,
for goodness sake, isn't that
interesting?
Yeah. And green?
I've never found green. I haven't been able to get my hands on green to try it. So I've only tried red, yellow, gold. Red, yellow.
Oh, you buy white stickers that are that color?
Pinstriping actually for cars, because it's the right size and it's sticky. And so I've tried pink. Pink doesn't work. Gold and silver don't work. Blue doesn't work. Black doesn't work. But they really notice those three colors. They'll actually, they're like right there, sharp, easy for them. The other ones, even though they want them, they long for it. Oh, gold, they're somewhere, I want that one, and they, it's not useful.
Huh. That's fascinating, thank you. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if it's cultural, it's established by the time you're three or four.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So you said red, yellow, and blue?
No, red, yellow, and white.
Blue, they don't. Any questions, answers, comments, or complaints? You knew that was coming, didn't you?
I had a real knot in my stomach when it started, and it's not there now. Like indigestion, but it wasn't. It was just a
good old Chen Raisi took it away.
Well, at least you turn around and look.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it's empty.
And in a kind way, too, huh? Like, because if you're following the sadhana, you're looking at yourself from a different perspective than you would if you were doing your usual rake yourself over the coal number. Admit, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You're saying, okay, this is in my heart. Is it? Where is my heart? You know, particularly maybe you see it, maybe you don't, maybe you feel it, maybe you don't, maybe you're pretending to, maybe you're not, but there's still like the interest in where is my heart, and I just think it's your personal private business, nobody else is going to judge you on it, you know. So it actually does turn you more into feeling your own being.
I fairly got a strong sense of understanding loving kindness as interest over the weekend. It's so helpful because when I worked with it before, sometimes I can get this sort of dullness almost. Describe it as gooey. It's almost like I've been trying to make loving kindness instead of find it, which is closing.
Yeah.
Right? So it was so confusing for me because where is loving kindness? Next time doing the work, but lots of times I've noticed this is weird, it's not, doesn't feel right. But if you think of it in terms of interest instead, all of a sudden it just moves.
It's wide open.
Yeah. So I'm gonna really work with that now.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so easy to say you should be kind, isn't it? And sort of like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. What does it mean? Yeah. You mean I should do what you want me to? Sometimes that's what it means, doesn't it? I mean, it doesn't mean that. But that's not what it means.
Well, it's a strange, syrupy niceness. It doesn't feel right.
Oh, yes. Let's be nice.
Kind.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much.
And that would be kind in return.
That's a really good question, isn't it? What is kindness? It's a really profound question. It's really, you don't get an easy answer on that one. Unless you start with yourself. Because I think once we're kind to ourselves, then we can feel what kindness is. And if we're impatient in the moment, it's very hard to realize we're not being kind to ourselves. Oh yeah, right. I should put them all in here. Thank you. I find it interesting in patience. I've been playing around with it a lot for the last couple of years. Probably none of you experienced impatience.
Never did myself.
Well, probably because I was perfecting it for you.
Yes.
Yes. You were doing other things for me. No doubt.
Yes. No doubt.
especially when I spend too long playing solitaire when I'm talking to somebody on the phone, and then I just have one more game, and then I realize I'm late to phone somebody else that I was supposed to phone at somebody, and I have to get to the store, and haven't checked the mail, and somebody's coming over at such and such a time to talk to me. And then I can get very impatient. I don't know about you, do you ever? Ever experienced that? I'm not sure whether you do or not. And this just like really, just really watching, okay, which world, which is it that I want to consider the world? This little hand span, or the hand spans on either side of my body? For me, that works. For me, that works. It's like, wait a minute. Let's look at, just what does it feel like just to sit here in these walls and be aware of, who pioneered walls in the first place. And what an amazing thing it is to sit on the second floor, hovering in space. and sort of locate oneself in time rather than in rush. Like how much we're given. For me, it works really well. Yeah, we got electric, we plug it in, plug it out. To go and cut down a tree in order to turn my furnace up. And things like that are like,
wow, yeah.
They really change my perspective about. And in a way, they connect me again to the earth around me. Because then I'm more aware of the trees and I don't have to cut down or. I feel the air outside, I'm interested. I'm aware that, it's not my right just to be warm, it's like a gift. Does it make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So like exploring those different mind states and then seeing how much you can actually play with them. There's a lot to me of kindness too. And a lot of the time when people tend to just do, like, think they don't have any choice, this mind state is what I'm in, but that's not true. Patience, it's just a menu. Just because you always order the same thing doesn't mean that's all there is on the cart. Anyway, is that enough? Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together, we share it with all beings, so there is no suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together, we share it with all beings, so there is no suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together, we share it with all beings.